Look.
Ah, Chex Mix.
Yay! You know me so well.
Hey, the Lorax.
Barbara Loot's word search.
Yes.
What did you win?
Thank you.
A Paranorman toothbrush.
Toothbrush? Brush your teeth.
The toothbrush is coming out of his
eye.
Is
it there? Oh, I'm all nervous all of a sudden.
Why?
I don't know.
It's just a conversation.
I don't want to. No, I'm not good at that.
She was practicing all the way over here.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh wait, no.
Hello.
Hi. No.
Can I give either of you a beverage?
Beer.
I have Spotted Cow Premium and Heart.
That'll help.
Premium.
I was Spotted Cow, please.
Cheers.
Katie, this is for promotional purposes only.
It was good.
How was it?
Was
fun.
I am yes and no.
Look at him.
Yes.
It was
just
nice,
like
but
that.
It was short because turns out Packer's family night is
I will set it over here.
12 hours long for the event prep and hangout. So I was sitting at a table for something like 11 hours.
Was anybody paying attention to you?
No, because we were next to a hairspray coloring place, and everyone wanted to be in that line. People came up to me and said, "Oh, you're not coloring hair too? What a jip!
What a jip!"
Am I gonna sit right here?
Right there.
Oh, yeah. You're getting a poster. Adam
Sherman. Oh my god,
poster.
I'm nervous. Okay.
Yeah, Adam
left. Hi. Sorry, no.
Hello?
Oh,
hey.
Sure,
do you want to go for more of a casual thing?
Hello. No, I'm too breathy.
I must have had triple
too breathy.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Where's good Emily?
She is hanging out with Allie tonight.
Is there a bad Emily?
Yes.
My Emily is bad Emily. Oh my god, I'm nervous.
Why?
Look at
this is. Look, oh, there you are.
So you
were
over here. We could find you a sock puppet and you could
hide behind the couch.
Hi.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Do we need to get Gooey to sign anything?
I forgot to make more copies or I left them on my desk.
Or release
four,
we're kidding.
Don't
god.
You feel grown up?
No, dude. Come on.
I was tempted to pull it up on the iPad and have her sign it.
Forge it.
But at the same time.
I don't know
time,
what an iPad is. That's my first line on this show. I don't know what an iPad is.
Welcome, guests.
Oh my god.
I don't know what's going on.
What is the interweb? What is it? Oh dear. Oh no.
Yeah.
So, streaming media. Media? Stream?
Podcast.
Cheese. Stream cheese. Cream cheese.
Gmail.
Oh my god, what do I do?
Okay, so you turn the mic towards you, so just pull, just grab and pull. Yep.
It
hasn't been used for a week.
Honk.
And you want to pull the mic close to you, so just, you know, grab and pull. It's flexible. Yep.
Whole thing.
Oh, keep going.
Even further.
Yeah, you need to be about, you know, this close-ish.
Yeah. Look how close I am to my mic, and that's happy distance.
Like NPR distance.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Then
exactly.
What? Then what?
And then you can grab the headphones that are on the end.
This?
Yeah.
These are headphones.
Have they been sanitized? Just kidding. Oh, my
you're
God.
You're still hooked on the loop. Over.
Yes,
there
by 20 other ears.
Gross.
Pairs of ears. So, more like 40.
Loser. Oh, okay. They're for 40 me.
Years.
For me.
Weird.
I know. You.
Can, yeah.
But that way you can also tell if you're getting further away from the mic and then
wait,
you can't
you
hear yourself.
Do you have one hooked off?
I just do that because every now and then Katie says something and I like to pay attention.
So what should I do? What are you doing?
Whatever's comfortable.
What do you mean, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Not well.
That's why they
yeah.
do a half hour
I'm nervous.
Sound check.
Yeah, right now we're doing a mic check, and actually...
Is this being recorded?
Right now, yeah.
Okay.
I'm so nervous. I don't like being recorded, I just found out.
Okay, so
I'm having flashbacks to like middle school when we had to do our trumpet test and we had to go in the private room.
Trumpet.
Gulp.
Remember. Better. Cool. Remember when we were in concert band together in high school?
It sucked.
Mortensen.
He was a beer figure into this. Is this okay? Can you hear the beer?
It's you need to make sure that you do the
honk.
There we go.
Are you just doing the Brendan all night? Honk, honk.
Oh, I just honk all the time. That's what I got all the cooks to do that at work. What is that? Is that you?
Don'talmostgive.com?
Is that him?
Yeah, he's making noises.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, but I have a new game.
Oh?
Yeah. We don't have to play it now.
Tic-tac-toe. Is that right?
Yeah. We will. We're still in mic check territory.
I'm still intrigued, though.
I can allude.
Give me...
Is it tic-tac-toe? Is it... Or hopscotch? One of the two.
It's like Hollywood Squares combined with tic-tac-toe.
It's... Yes, it's actually all three of them. And yes, and Scrabble.
And okay, so...
A little bit of Boggle mixed in. It's called Have You Seen... dot, dot, dot. And...
No.
Basically, how you play is the person who is up... It'll start by going around in a circle. The first person who is up says, have you seen such and such a movie? And in response, the other three people will say yes or no.
No.
Probably no.
Hypothetical. Princess Bride.
Yes!
No.
What?
And yes.
Okay,
that?
So whoever says no gets to play.
You
so,
suck.
It is on you, then, to attempt. You have 10 tries to name an actor who was in that movie.
Pulled from what list? Like, just out of the air.
IMDb list.
Out of the air. Like.
Yeah. Thinking off the top of your head.
Yeah,
so if you...
So the idea is to make the guy look stupider.
Like an idiot.
Stupider.
Totally idiot.
No.
Embarrass everybody.
It's actually nice. Pretty fun.
This is when I ran out the last time.
We did a little bit of a test run with Katie and my sister and me, and it was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Is DAG a word?
Yeah.
Yeah, DAG's a word.
The
DAG, yo.
Dave and Al Greer. That's a word.
So the person keeps guessing actors, and if they name someone in the movie before they've gotten their 10 guesses out, then they get points for every guess they have left. So let's say he gets it in 5 tries.
That's really hard.
Mini Ripperton.
Then you'd get 5 points. If you got it in 1 try, then he would
Minnie
get
Mouse.
John Fogerty.
That kind of thing. Or 9 points.
Pam Greer?
Stu Sutcliffe?
David Allen Greer.
Obviously related.
That sounds like a really hard game. I would like to suggest tic-tac-toe.
Well, like I said,
guess,
we don't have
you
to...
You guess X or O.
Video tic-tac. Okay,
we don't have to...
Dibs on the center.
Anyway, so yeah, we don't have to try tonight.
Wizard blank Oz.
What is
Al
Slingshot?
Al Wizard Al what Oz. Look,
is that
Molly.
You? Who?
Molly trapped in the screen.
That.
Yep.
That's Molly.
Who's Molly?
That's Molly. Molly times two.
You've met Molly.
That's her all.
Oh yeah, she's double screened
on the top there too.
That's Emily.
So,
how's the sound check going? How's the sound check going?
It's coming along. I haven't
1, 2, 3, honk, honk. 1, 2, 3, honk, honk,
making
honk,
sure
honk,
you're listenable.
Is it really National Night Out, or is it just Pillsbury Street Night Out?
It is National Night Out.
It usually happens on a Thursday. There are no flyers up in my building, so I doubt it.
Because I had a local engagement officer for one of our GMs who needed brochures for tonight for National Night Out.
Welp.
They have officers for getting engaged.
There are a bunch of dorks outside on your street.
Shh.
You can hear me.
They're our dorks.
There are. They have a plastic
table. I noticed Dan has pretzels on his window ledge.
Where?
Always for the squirrels.
You just did this.
Did I? No.
Kind of shaving.
Did that show up in the sound check? Excuse me?
Yes, a little
Monk.
Bit.
You can get cozy with it, but don't make contact with it.
Yeah, and I was trying to think of a mic check question thingy, and the first thing that came to mind was the Mars Curiosity,
right?
Having landed on Mars,
you should save that till the main.
I have one. Everybody, go around in a circle. Who do you like? Go.
Everyone.
Wait a minute.
No, say Emily. Say Emily.
Yeah, but I like people.
Talk about the Mars Curiosity.
Who do you like?
Like? Do you mean like or do you mean like?
Like.
Oh, I'm not telling.
Let's do the Mars Curiosity.
Good, Emily.
Yeah.
No, hold on.
Because I was trying to think of something. Because the Mars Curiosity landed at about 12:30 a.m. our time. And I was patient enough to stay up for it. And I was
it's
trying to
disposable.
Think of...
It's disposable.
Is it?
Sorry.
Did you know that it's...
Wait for it.
I saw some of the video coming back. What do you suppose? What kind of camera do you suppose they use?
It's disposable.
It's disposable. Sorry, I just remembered. We worked out.
Oh, were you trying to set up
no.
a gag the entire time?
Yeah. No, we're not. No, I just
it's disposable.
No, apparently that thing's like the size of an SUV. I was expecting like little skateboard thing that you could just kick over if you were a Martian.
Well, I like Doolier.
Cool.
I like Doolier.
Are you just trying to get him mentioned on the show somehow?
No, he doesn't know what this is.
No.
I was like, Doolier, will he still like me when I'm famous? He's like, famous for what? I'm going to work. I'm going to be famous on the radio. What? What radio? He has no idea what radio is.
Hasn't been invented yet.
Anyhow, the Mars...
Curiosity.
The Mars camera is disposable, I hear, so that's new.
It also has ovens.
Ovens?
Yeah. They make bread.
It's
it has ovens.
Katie,
ovens.
Producer, says that the
ovens.
Curiosity rover has ovens.
It had a harrowing landing.
Did it?
It was going 13 times the speed of sound, and they slowed it down to land lightly.
And then it has a rockets that bring it down to the surface.
Yeah, it had a little cradle thing that released it, and then as soon as the wheels...
It's a supersonic parachute. And then
but the thing with rockets in between that flew to a safe distance thereafter.
Well, no, it detached from the parachute, like, attached to this other thing and was like that.
That's
yeah.
impossible.
It's magic.
That's impossible. It's, I hear it's disposable.
No.
Like a camera.
Well, I guess they would hope not.
right. It was past my bedtime, so.
Yeah.
So I was trying to think of like astrological oddities that, or interesting things that people have stayed up for or paid attention to, because it's not like we've had. When was Hale Bopp? Hale Bopp was 2001.
No. That was 1997. Excuse me, 1997?
That's about right.
How do you remember?
Because we were in Maui, Hawaii, in fourth grade when I was 9 years old in 1997.
Ah.
And we were there meeting the Botenbergs.
Botenbergs.
mm-hmm.
That's
Kelly
true.
And Kelly and Connie and Tommy.
Charlie.
Charlie and Mr. and Mrs. and...
Those hippies.
They made the joke about the, it's called what, Hale Bopp, but they call it the whale bots.
Oh, that's right.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah, I was trying to think of,
1997, that was spring break.
We watched the moon, or no, what was it? Venus go in front of the sun.
Yes.
But what's happened before that that anyone's actually paid attention to that was spacey?
Halley's Comet. No, Telstar.
Telstar? When was that?
And the space shuttle going over. And Skylab.
Skylab.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Recent?
Telstar was in the early 60s.
Wow.
Skylab was in the early 90s, I believe.
I heard it was disposable.
You know the toughest thing about telling a joke? Timing.
Oh. Is that it?
Well, things are sounding pretty good.
Yeah. I mean,
according to who? Who's checking this?
He's the person with the soundboard.
So?
I've got this thing in front of me with dials
can
and
you please,
sliders
can
and
you,
lights.
Adjust,
and
can you adjust my voice to make it sound more feminine, please? Please. It sounds awful.
People at home will be able to tell.
Yeah.
It sounds very feminine.
Though.
Oh, dear.
Though one thing you need to watch out for is whenever you're facing somebody, you kind of have to orbit around the mic.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I mean, if you're going like this, you can still kind of hear it, but it's not as good unless you are close to the mic.
Yeah.
You're getting yelled at already.
Basically. Honk. Basically, it will be lost because...
Ah, that one was loud.
Punch the mic. Just listen. Do you guys ever listen to Loveline with Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla where they punch the mic?
Not anymore.
So. Not recently, no.
I remember randomly coming across it while I'm driving
it's the
late
best.
At
what
night.
Station is it on?
I don't
it's
even know.
It's not on anymore.
Oh.
They used to have it up until 2007. Now Adam
was
Carolla...
It, what's that?
Adam Carolla... He made his own
podcast.
What is that?
Sure,
it's a replica of something from Doctor Who called a sonic screwdriver.
Oh,
dorky!
Basically,
no.
It's the equivalent of a wand from Harry Potter, essentially. Just nerdy.
Did you hear what I did to my beer refrigerator?
Yes, you hit the Freon.
Yeah. I drilled right through the refrigerant line.
Oh,
it was only 2 days old.
Oh dear!
So. And it's done for, right?
We're hoping that one of Joe Chesson's guys can
one of his compatriots
take care of it.
Because I was looking at how they do it for the shorter fridges where they just put the thing right on top, mm-hmm. and they actually have a step in there saying, "Watch out for the Freon line." And size.
Oh.
I wish I could have gone
you
back
have
in time
me.
And yeah.
Yeah, you could have called.
You drilled right through the Freon.
Is there an echo in
was
here?
Was it disposable?
Well, now the fridge is, if it can't be fixed.
Yeah. So, you'll be all right. Did it leak all?
Thank you for fixing the computer also.
Yes.
We're about to send it back to HP as a paperweight.
Yes, I was going to offer you my PC if you did do that. The only catch that mine has is that it's really noisy. The internal fan is really loud. But it's...
Like most Killers songs?
It's not very good if you want to have a radio show when you have your
exactly
computer on.
Exactly.
If you and Moira are making your own...
Radio show?
Radio show.
About fixing fridges?
About fixing...
You're going fridges. Into your NPR...
I know Molly Shannon.
Yeah, Molly Shannon.
Okay. So
that's all I know.
Levels are... Sounding good.
Yeah.
So, right now, everyone has an up.
Yeah. Okay. Just try to speak with a consistent volume, and we'll be...
We'll see.
We'll be good.
We'll see. I'm not great, so...
No?
Oh.
No. I'm not.
Don't be so hard on yourself.
But if anyone needs to use the restroom before we start, now is a good time to do it, because we're going to be sitting here for a little more than an hour. Nope.
A little more than an hour?
Not that.
What are we going to talk about?
Things.
There are always things to talk about.
There are a few things to talk about.
I'm not very good at games.
Well, we're not going to do that right away. Okay. That's like half an hour later.
We're going to ease into that.
Yep. And then one thing
is
we
that
do...
Laura Wall?
No.
Who's that?
That's Jen Diethart. Mm-hmm. She is a singer with De Contus out at the Runfest.
Oh.
Soon you'll be up there too, which...
Are you a Renaissance Festival guy?
Absolutely.
Do you know the name Hannah Stabli?
That name does sound familiar.
Kind of tall. She's an actor around town.
What's she do out there?
She was Catherine of something.
Catherine of
I don't know.
Catherine of
Pittsburgh. Anytime I see anything about Renaissance Festival now, I just ask people.
Yeah. You know.
What's your character name?
Arthur Worthing.
Oh. Like Sir Arthur Worthing?
I'm not a sir. That
Prince Arthur.
That comes with time, and it you actually do have to earn your titles out at.
What are you, Mister?
Mister Arthur.
Hey, you.
You could call me Master.
Is it actually Master? Or would you get in trouble for like?
My character is sort of a higher middle to higher class, based on
aristocrat.
Yeah, he's a noble. Aristocrat. So anyone below him in the class system would address him by a formal title.
Sir.
So.
Not sir.
You could call him sir or milord,
milord.
Yeah.
Duke.
Or yeah, master would be acceptable or.
Dude.
Any of those?
Dude.
Probably not dude.
Dude.
I don't think that was commonly used.
Dude.
Around that time.
Bra. Sup?
Arthur.
What a bra.
Hey, bra. Homie. Wait, Arthur Werther?
Arthur Worthing.
Arthur Worthing. What? Did Arthur he come Worthing. Up with that?
Yeah.
Why? And how?
Well, I think I've just always liked the name Arthur. Okay. And then Worthing actually came from...
Werther's?
No.
From
the play You Can't Take It With You. There's a character in that named something Worthing, and
what a great first name.
I can't remember.
Arthur Worthing?
Something Worthing.
Who's a pitcher for the Twins named Al Worthington.
Yeah.
All right.
In the 60s.
My character name is currently Arthur Worthington on the Court Revelers website because of miscommunication, but
I haven't Arthur
bothered
Werther.
To let our sound or our webmaster
worthless.
Know about it. But
you'd rather be Worthington than Worth.
So if we're ready
he's,
to...
He's still very much a character in development. I'll say that
Arthur
much.
Arthur Werther.
So if,
Worthing.
If we're
I'm
ready
not sure
to
who
go...
He is yet.
Arthur Worthing.
We're ready.
Now we just kind of do a...
are there snacks?
A light start. I have... I picked up a pound of atomic fireballs.
No. That's a candy.
It's a snack. You find in the same
I'll eat
aisle.
Later, fine. Okay. Oh, dear.
So, yeah, we'll just kind of...
Okay, can we get up for beers during the show, or should I get one ready? Because...
We can work out a signal.
Honk.
Every time. Just go get another beer.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
I'm just wondering, because there are bathroom rules.
He's got an Irish flag right there.
Duh.
I don't have an Irish flag at my house.
He stole it.
Coincidence?
Or
completely.